Welcome back to another episode of Easy Peasy Politics Podcast. My name is Atinike Wale-Ilori, and with me are...
I'm Antonio.
I'm Chika.
I'm Irene.
Okay, and today we are going to be talking about the electoral processes in the United States of America and here also in Nigeria. So, does anyone want to talk about how they think the electoral process happens in Nigeria?
I'd like to mention that INEC, Independent National Electoral Commission, they are the ones that oversee the activities of the election, basically. So they are the ones that give the citizens their permanent voter card, like we do in Nigeria. Mm. And election day, they provide the ballots, they provide everything so that they can get legitimate that would now count when putting someone in office. And I think we should tailor our discussion to presidential elections, because that's the most popular one. Even though other elections are kind of similar, that's the one everybody, and I feel like if you can get knowledge from what you know, you'll be easier to understand what you don't know.
You're right. All right, so for the electoral process in Nigeria, basically it starts with the pre-election stage, where those who wish to be nominated by their political party, because you can't run without your political party nominating you in Nigeria. So to do that, you have to present your manifestos to your political party. Then your political party, now after you present to your political party, now chooses you. Then they now the political party now sends their nominations to INEC, and then they have to make sure that the candidate that they choose meet the qualifications in the constitution, the Electoral Act and the INEC guidelines, which they have to obviously review. Then there's the campaigning. You know how Nigerian, like, the candidates love to overdo campaigning. You guys saw how, especially Sanwo-Olu.
Sanwo-Olu.
Filter. Anyways, yeah, so basically that with the campaigning, just to get their name everywhere. I think that's also important. So, like, you know, Nigeria.
That's what I feel, can I just say something? I feel like that aggressive campaign should be a crime, because what the hell was that?
But the thing is that it's actually quite smart. It's actually very smart, because, like, you put it in their face so much that they'll just be thinking about you. They won't even consider any other, like, opponents, because you're there so much. But it also gets a bit annoying, I'm not going to lie.
You don't even know the name of the opponent. I don't know who ran against someone. I can't remember who
I think
ran,
it was ran against someone. There were several others, but I think the one for PDP was Jimmy Abaji. Was it Jimmy Abaji? I know, because of the song.
Jimmy Abaji was with Ambode, right?
No, it was...
It was
no.
When Ambode.
Yeah, he did for Ambode, and I think he did for Sanwo-Olu again. I think he really...
Are you sure?
See, I don't know.
Sanwo-Olu was very impressive. I can't even lie.
Yeah, he was everywhere. Gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically campaigning, just getting your name everywhere. You just be seeing their faces everywhere, basically. Yeah. Then there is the accreditation. So basically states that the method of voting shall be continuous accreditation and voting systems procedure. So basically that's just INEC stating their regulations, how voting will be carried out by by inviting the public to get their permanent voters card, which will allow them to cast votes, and by doing this, they'll get their voters' fingerprints.
You're talking about PVCs, right?
Yes.
How limited the time is to get your PVC or something. The last election time, I had to pay someone to cut the line to get the temporary one. Then when it was time to, because I'm in school and it takes a while before I get back home, I did what I did. I went there, it has closed, that they are not open.
Oh,
I'm just confused. Isn't
that's
this their
crazy
work?
Exactly. Like,
you know,
it's so complicated. Like,
I honestly feel like, I feel like PVC should be allowed to be obtained like all year round, like not like every year.
Is it not?
It's No, it's not. People, that PVC thing is around. It's not like and something that happens like ongoing. It's not ongoing. Once election is over, they stop giving PVCs. So let's say, like me, now I've never voted, I've never gotten a PVC because by the time I was 18, they already. Right, they had election when I was 17, so I can't have to wait till I'm more 2021 to get my PVC. It doesn't make any sense. Wait for the next election. I feel like we should be able to get it at any time.
Yeah,
once you turn the age.
Because like you're like, do you know how many people there are in like Nigeria? Then you now want all of them to come at a specific time or specific days, because obviously like not everybody will be able to get their PVC. I feel like that's very crazy. Why would they do that? Why would they? Now that's messed up.
It's ridiculous.
They need to consider this. Wait, but what reason? I really want to know the reason they have for not allowing it to be any time, so that people can actually.
To be honest.
Because why wait?
I feel it's budget. They don't want to pay people to be there. They feel like maybe they'll be redundant, so they rather just spend the money. No offense, man, but
then
that's just how I feel.
This is very contradicting to their views, because they want Nigerians to vote, but then Nigerians won't be able to vote because not everybody will get their
PVC to vote. Exactly my point.
All right, so the next, after getting your PVC, you then have the producing of the, that's when INEC now starts to produce the ballot papers and polling material. Then you now commence the voting. So this voting is done during the weekends. Then after the voting process has been done, because it's normally done for one weekend, I believe. One week, yeah.
Which is crazy. One weekend for the whole Nigeria. We have a population of almost 200 million people, but okay.
Let's not even talk about how people come to voting centers and they burn like the ballots and this thing.
People die in voting centers. It's crazy. Was it in 20, I'm not sure if it was 2015, that I heard that people were stealing ballot boxes? I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong.
I know I heard that a lot in the last
one. They were carrying away ballot boxes, which is crazy. What
burning do you mean? Burning it. And then they only want that thing to be done for one weekend. You want us to vote for the president.
One weekend.
And then you're burning ballot boxes.
Crazy.
My dear. So anyways, after the voting process, it is now, the votings are then collated and the votes are counted. Then we now have declaration of the results, which is done on the news. They'll now be watching them on, I don't know what,
what
channel, Shaq? They would not be saying the number.
Channels. No, actually channels that
they,
I feel like I
watch
either NTA or channels.
Yeah,
that's where you go to
all of them, Shaq. Showing. You know, some, we'll discuss this when we're talking about the US one. Someone, like I remember one tweet, someone was saying that Nigerians should take note, because you know with the US election, you see the results like on the internet. But
live,
then, but then with Nigeria, you have to wait till a man comes on screen.
The thing about Nigeria is that Nigeria, we can't cast our votes electronically. We cast our votes. Okay, no, we do now, right? With our thumbprint thing.
Yeah.
It's very recent. I won't say recent, but like, I remember a while ago, we're still using paper, so.
Maybe
I think we still have a way to go when it comes to technology and being, you know, efficient, but that's fine.
You're right. So basically, the result declaration is the final stage of the election process. So an INEC official basically announces the winners, the candidates will be declared, and then that's basically the whole electoral process for Nigeria. So now that we talk about Nigeria, does anyone want to talk about the United States electoral process?
Yeah, I'd like to do that. So in the United States, before you can even say you want to become president, you have to be natural born citizen. You have to be a natural born citizen. You must be at least 35 years of age, and then you must be a U.S. resident. or you must have been living there for at least 14 years. So, yeah, so the first thing, in America, there are two political parties. We have the Republicans and then we have the Democrats. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sorry to stop you, but they have more than two, but they have like two powerful ones.
Yeah, two powerful ones.
They still have the socialists, they still have the libertarian.
The Republicans, what do they
do? They're ballot list. They have more than just Republican and Democrat. They still have some other ones on them.
I never knew that. Wow.
How in Nigeria too, we have more than two, but it's always usually two against each other. That's how it usually is.
Because even in school, I was told that it was just two. My teacher lied. No problem. We move. Continue, please.
Okay, so as Nika said, we have more than two, but like the two powerful ones in America are Republicans and the Democrats. Both of them have, you know, different views. I can't remember, but one is for I can't pronounce this name well.
Yeah, they're like liberal.
Yeah,
liberals and the conservatives. That's how people generally view them. Even though you can have some conservative Democrats.
I think the liberals are the Democrats and the conservatives are the Republicans.
Yeah, that's like a general way to look at it. But honestly, I feel it's like a stereotype. But okay. That's how it is generally. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So the first step, candidates of the political parties, they campaign, go around just like we have in Nigeria, like you mentioned.
Like a democracy, basically.
Yeah. It's a democratic country. So, you know, candidates go around, campaign, vote for me, blah, 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 you know, things like that. And then you have two electoral processes, but like ways they will vote. So two elections now. We have the caucus and then we have the primaries. So I think the caucus comes first. The primary members of the political parties, they come together, they discuss, and then they will select who would be the best candidate for their party. And then in the primaries, that's when they now cast their vote for the candidates that will actually represent them in their political party. So after that, you now have the national conventions. So each party will hold a national convention where they will select the final presidential nominee, and then the presidential nominee will now just like the case of Joe Biden and
Kamala. Do you know what's so funny about that Joe Biden situation? It was that I was hearing different things. I heard Obama was going to be his vice president. I heard it wasn't until like after a while that he had decided that he wanted Kamala.
Okay, so after they've elected the presidential nominee has chosen his running mate or her running mate, they campaign, basically, you know, go around, kiss baby. Mm-hmm.
They get celebrities to sing songs.
Get to endorse them, basically.
Yeah.
So after they've done the campaign, people across all the states of America cast their votes for who they want to be president and also the vice president. But the thing is that as they're voting, they're not really voting directly. Like, their votes won't directly say, okay, this person is the president. Yeah. They're actually voting for a group of people called electors who are members of the Electoral College. So, you know, that part is a bit confusing, and if anybody would like to share their own views on the Electoral College and everything,
okay. The Electoral College is basically made up of, like you said, electors. In America, I believe there are about 538 presidential electors. So they're basically made up of two senators of each state. They have 50 states, so that's 100 senators, and about 435 representatives. That's for like their House of Representatives in America. So each state basically has, at the very least, they have three electors, which is their two senators and at least one representative, right? So what they do is that they determine who the president is going to be despite what popular vote says. However, their votes are kind of influenced by the popular votes. They usually vote for who the popular believe, who the popular votes to. For example, if I was an elector in the Electoral College, what this basically means is that after the popular, there is a result. Let's say they believe the Democrats are, you know, who they want to be president. But however, I feel that the Democratic representative is not fit enough to be president, I can decide as an elector that I'm going to vote Republican. However, if I do that, I'll be determined to be, or I'll be, you know, passed aside as a faithless elector, and I'll have to pay a fine because, you know, it's a democracy. You shouldn't really go against what the popular belief or popular opinion is saying. So what this means is that as much as you have, you know, people casting their votes and saying, oh, this is who we want to be president, it still falls down to who the electors believe is fit to be president. Like in the case of Hillary Clinton, Hillary won popular votes, but she didn't win the title as president because the Electoral College did not vote for her to be the president. So that's basically how the American electoral process is. I know it's a lot, because I feel it's a lot to give 538 people to do. Because America has a population of how many million people? Almost 200 million. You said 400 million.
Like 400.
400 million people.
Yeah.
Or 500.
I don't think it's 500, but 400.
So to just give 538 people, I feel it's ridiculous.
The fate of the country is in those 500 and something people's, and then for the fact that you went against, like, it's just went against like popular votes. It's like unfair almost.
Sorry. Oh, I also would like to state something that the number of electors you have for a state is also determined by the population of the state. So in some people's eyes, it is fair, yeah. But I don't think that they should have that. What if they get bribed? You know, people can get...
Exactly! That's what I was thinking, bribery.
You know, 400 million people in the case of, compared to, you know, 538 people. To bribe.
And then another question, also, okay, so another question I have is that, you stated how they are chosen, right? Like, oh, they're like...
the senators and the House of Reps, yeah.
Are those people that are in the Electoral College, the senators and House of Reps?
Yes, that's the Electoral College.
Yeah, so... Wow, so those people are...
I think that one, yeah, is you that you go out to vote for your senators and your House of Reps. Mm. That one, I think, is determined by popular votes. Whereas for presidential, I think the Electoral College only applies to presidential elections and not voting for your senators or your House of Reps.
I mean, in a way, it's fair, but in a way, it's also like they could go against what the popular already
is. Definitely. I feel like we saw it happen with Hillary now. We saw it happen. I don't think they mind paying a fine if who they want to see gets into office. I still think that the whole popular, you know, opinion should still, you know, determine what or who the president should be.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's look at the whole thing with in regards to Nigeria, like comparing the whole process in the US to Nigeria with the whole electoral process. I feel like the election would even be more corrupt than it is now, because if you're trying to say that 500 and something people,
yeah, the kind of senators that we have,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, do you know the thing that they might not even consider? They might not even consider the popular votes. We might choose someone else. They might be like, no.
This is why I'm kind of grateful that we don't have that.
Yeah. Because it's so sketchy. One might see it and be like, okay, it's calm, but it really is sketchy. Let's see if it's extremely sketchy,
if you ask me.
With our already sketchy election process, because to be very honest, I think
even our popular votes, are they really our votes? Or are they just made up numbers?
I think, okay, you said something there. It's true.
You know, you just have to think about it.
Because to be very honest, is it really our votes? Or is it just numbers?
What they want us to believe it is. Same way I feel about COVID numbers, but let's not talk about that.
At the end of the day, this is Nigeria, and we've been doing this thing in our own way.
Way too long, if you ask me. What is this? You tried all this corruption, it's getting old, man. They need to start something new.
There's corruption everywhere. It's just that it has different heights.
Of course, in America, I'm very sure there's corruption.
Someone told me that the corrupt people at least do their job, but in Nigeria, you can steal the money, but you won't even save.
You won't do shit. You won't do anything.
You probably be corrupt, yeah, but you won't even do anything to cover it up. You just steal the money.
Yeah, with their chest.
And you.
And get your PVC, man. Try your absolute best. I know it's hard, but please try. Maybe it could just make all the difference. You know, you never know.
Do you know the thing about this election thing? It can be
that is
it can
scary.
Be... It's scary, yes.
It's scary to go out and people go out, they say you won't cast their vote, they are dead.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
And the thing is that, you get your PVC, you cast your vote, but then at the end of the day,
you shouldn't, to be safe. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you also shouldn't be telling everybody who you're voting for, because you never know. Even is watching, you can just come and key because he said, oh, but you like Barry. I'm just saying, keep all those political things to yourself. I mean, if you choose to campaign for them, good for you. But so you look at the targets on your back, especially when you're at the voting centers, don't discuss who you are voting for. Essential, do not do it. You can put your life at risk.
They're crazy about them.
Mad, you crazy.
To be honest, I feel like if we want to see change here, we need to scatter all this political in Nigeria. We need to scatter it and start new ones.
I just feel like
because we're in too deep already. We're too deep.
We're too focused on just these two. We need to broaden our minds to other political parties. Do you get?
Yeah, apart from the two popular ones, PDP and APC. There are other people that are running for these offices.
Exactly.
Okay, so that has been this episode of the Easy Peasy Politics Podcast. I hope you've learned a lot today. For recap, we just talked about the electoral processes in Nigeria and America. We compared them. In Nigeria, we have, popular votes being what we use, and in America, you have the electoral colleges. And yeah, so you can follow us on E3P Podcast on Instagram for updates, and you can also listen to us on Anchor, SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.